I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nationwide strikes are underway this week in Lebanon in protest of austerity measures. Public debt is 150% of Lebanon's GDP, and severe budget cuts are in the works to save the economy from falling apart. It's starting to look a lot like Greece. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says there's at least one silver lining.
If you can come in as a faith-based NGO and you can relieve the pressure of the poorer class off the government looks on you favorably. You're not taking away from resources, you're providing help.
Heart for Lebanon is meeting the physical and spiritual needs of impoverished Lebanese citizens as well as the Syrian refugees. Visit us online for the full report, and please pray for wisdom. And last week, we talked about the upcoming Warrior Leadership Summit with On Eagle's Wings, a week for Native American young people to have fun and hear the gospel. After the summit, a Native missions team will launch their Summer of Hope outreach. They'll visit several Native American communities to make connections and share their hope stories in Christ. Brad Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says they're already covering Summer of Hope in prayer.
We'll have some unique challenges this summer that will make this a summer where prayer is really needed, where we get to see hope break through. For instance, the place we'll start this summer, there's over 80% unemployment and 68% live below the poverty level. The average life expectancy is 49 years old.
Would you intercede with them in prayer for Summer of Hope and find your place in the story at missionnews.org? Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.